And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, Shimano Rods and Reels, Fish with the Best, Shimano, and by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup here. Having a great time. 97.3 The Band. Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live. It is all happening this morning, and we are having such a great time in the studio with Jeff and Rosie talking about fishing. And just, I know, Corey, you share the same sentiment as I, one of our most favorite places to go fishing in the whole world.
Does it get any better? Yellowtail, calico bass, halibut fishing, white sea bass. Come on.
Cedro sport fishing, man. I'll handle that.
Exactly. Awesome. I know. We're having such a great time. You want to join us? Lines have been full, and they still are the entire time.
Good luck.
833-288-0973. Or, for sure, you can send us a text via the app, and that's only done through the app. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing at the end of the show, and it's super cool.
And we have some really good text standing by, and, boy, but keep them rolling, man. It's been a great morning. Make sure you include that phone number, and, yeah, hopefully you hit the coin tosses right at the end of the show. You're going fishing with Captain Zorro.
How cool is that?
We'll take it.
I know.
Well, hey, it's time for the continue with the catch report. We always say it's Corey's favorite part of the show. We got our surf guru standing by. Gundy Gunderson is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Gundy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great,
doing
buddy. Good morning.
Man, I've had some days at Cedrus Island.
Haven't we all?
It's just one of those places.
There's nothing like it. Absolutely nothing like it. Hey, we got some good news. You know, I think we're coming out of the wilderness here. Some of that big barred perch, the stuff we see on the northern front, you know, Ventura, Oxnard, that kind of thing is starting to come alive. Hook, line, sinker up there reported very good fishing on better quality fish. They checked in a 15-inch barred perch, so that's probably mid 2-pound class, somewhere around there. El Capitan, Goleta, has been real good. The sand spit there near the harbor, real good. So, you know, we're getting into that time of year where you start looking for the spawn, and these are probably some pre-spawn fish starting to move a little bit. We're in February now. They also had a little influx of halibut. I think they checked in 5 legal fish from 24 to 28 inches.
Yeah.
Taking on a variety of baits, cut anchovy, lucky craft, some zoom fluke fish. So they're starting to see some sign there, some good weather. And there's still a little off-color water, so you got to watch that, find the cleaner water. And, you know, throughout the L.A. area, Bolsa Chica there was probably a good spot for perch. Newport, Ketchum reported that the river jetties and the street jetties were producing. And then Hogan's down there said Salt Creek was probably one of your better spots for perch. You know, up to maybe 2 pounds. Pacific Coast started their perch derby, and they have a 2-pound, 4-ounce fish on the leaderboard there, taking on a lucky craft. And then they said the guys are fishing a lot of lucky craft for those bigger perch, you know, aiming for that big bite. And, you know, that's becoming more and more conventional. Several halibut in the lagoons, you know, not big fish up to 25 inch on the legal side, and then starting to see more on the beach. So we're turning it around here, and I think as we go, it's just going to get better.
Oh, man, 15-inch perch? Are you kidding me? Hey, Gundy, we have a text that came in, and it comes from Mike in Hermosa. And Mike wants to know if Wiley's Bait and Tackle in Malibu, if they plan on rebuilding or what they plan on doing, reopening, or do you know any of that?
You know, tentatively she says she wants to reopen, and you know that GoFundMe has been real generous. The folks have really produced, so that's been really encouraging to her. So we're hoping that she does it. That, you know, that was such a special place. And but a lesson to be taken is that Jenny the person has survived, and that's what's
good.
Really important.
Yeah,
she's
right.
Really special. And if you sit down for half an hour with her, it's just you'll sit there and listen. She's got such a history and knowledge of sport fishing throughout the years, you know.
Yeah, well said, Gundy. Yeah, definitely a good one for sure. Hopefully she does reopen. An iconic shot for sure. And,
yeah.
But anyway, man, a 15-inch perch, 2.5 pounders. Are you kidding me? From Pacific Coast Bait and Tackle all the way up to Goleta, man. Good times, Gundy.
Yeah, and you know, the halibut hunt starts right now. I think, you know, February, March, this is the time.
And don't let that cool water scare you.
Yeah, right.
I don't want you stomping on my grounds, but you know what I mean? But the cold water is not a deterrent for legal halibut, I promise you.
You've been talking a lot lately about how much bait is in on the coast. Do you think that's going to help things in terms of your halibut fishing? Yeah, okay, my bad.
Yeah, don't
bad.
Give it all away.
My bad.
No, that's a very large key ingredient.
All right.
Yes.
I like it.
Bring it on.
Gundy, as always, brother, sure appreciate a fantastic report as you do every week. You do such a great job compiling so much info from all your shops and sources up and down the coast, and man, we just really appreciate you.
All right, you guys. I love doing it. Have a good week, gentlemen.
Thanks, Gundy. Talk to you next week.
Gentlemen.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up our report. Hey, man, while they last, there is not a lot left. It was a big resurgence. Pick up your copy of the 2025 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar. You can find them at Fisherman's Landing, Seaforth Landing, Dana Landing, or at your favorite tackle shop. And by supporting CCA, you are working together to protect the rights of all of us California anglers. So much stuff on the line right now. So many good opportunities. And, man, what a great way to spend some bucks and help CCA out with that killer sport fishing calendar.
Do you have any calendars left in the shop?
I know we were down to a small. I think we
small
do.
Amount.
I think we have a very small amount, but yeah, we'll see if we can.
Yeah, I live by it.
I know it's the tide. It's the easiest. It's the one.
It's my fishing Bible.
Yeah, no doubt. We got all. We're looking at one right now.
Right. We are.
Well, hey, the phone lines are absolutely packed up. Corey, why don't we jump right back into it?
Let's do it. How about Tyler? Tyler calling all the way from Tennessee. Good
yes,
morning, Tyler.
Yeah. Good morning, Tyler.
What's up, Tyler?
Good morning, everyone. Hello, Rosie and Rick.
Good morning.
Nice to hear from you, Tyler.
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller, so excited to get through. I've been fortunate to have fished the island 5 times, all with Rosie and Cedro Sport Fishing, and shout-out to all my friends, Reggie and all the guys from the Mission Bell Mafia. So I just wanted to bring up 2 things, hear you guys talking about how great the fishery is, and it is so true. Anyone who's thinking about going fishing down there, I've been fortunate enough to get personal best on 5 different species, and it's just every cast could be a personal best. And the other thing is that from the first time that I went to the last time, the service and the amenities has just gotten better and better, and it's really cool to see the improvements every year we go back. So, for example, it's been Starlink for great internet.
Yep.
Now they have tackle storage service, so I don't have to leave, or I can leave all my weights and heavy lures down there, so I can bring more fish home. And they have a new massage service that's great.
What?
The experience keeps getting better and better and better. So I just wanted to give everybody, if you've gone one time, it might be an even better experience if you go back again now, if it's been a few years. I'm just so thankful for the service that Rosie and the host there at the lodge put on. It's a dream come true to go down there every year. So see you in July and October, Rosie.
You got it.
There it is.
See ya.
You guys are like the Talica of places to go fishing. Like, it's one of those things where it's like the best thing there's ever been, and you can't possibly get it better. And then it's like, oh, wait. Now they totally figured out a way to make it better.
Yeah, having a massage? Wait, how did I miss out on this one?
You know, we did have massage for a while,
okay.
And then a couple of the masseuses left the island.
Yeah.
But we have new ones that have come back onto the island.
Oh,
so, you know, because that is a training in that. I mean, these people are good.
Yeah.
So
that is so cool. So after your day of fishing around in the Ponga and catching yellowtail and your bones are sore.
That's right. Get your back and shoulders back in line so you can do it again tomorrow.
How's that?
Right?
Tyler, you're ruining me.
Yeah, that's very cool, Tyler. We'll appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, we got a great friend on the line. Bill DePriest from from Pacific Coast Sport Fishing is on the line. And, man, there is a big event that we are very excited about coming up in just a couple of weeks. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Well, we're doing excellent. We're talking Cedro Sport Fishing this morning and all that great fishing that's going on. And, boy, you know, speaking of great fishing and celebrating fishing and having it all under one roof, PCS show is right around the corner. I'm sure you and Mike are very busy right now, but we're getting really excited that it's almost showtime.
Yeah, it's coming up quick. We've been over at the fairgrounds meeting with the facilities over there and getting everything lined up for our growth this year with more booths.
Right,
and we're really excited. It's obviously humbling to see the response from the fishing community in supporting what we're doing, and it just keeps growing every year, and we're just proud to be able to bring it to the public.
How are you going to possibly make PCS show bigger? Last year was such an insane success.
It was.
There was just booths everywhere. It was all the cool stuff that we like. It was everything. It was fishing tackle and fishing travel, and it was boats, and it was gear, and it was seminars, and it seemed like it couldn't be more. And then I hear this year it is bigger and there are more booths. I just don't know how you guys do it, but it was just so well run last year and such a fun time, and I can't wait for this year's show.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Yeah, we've added another tent coming off the back of the Costa Mesa building that's 60 by 120.
Nice.
Yeah. We've got another, I think it's 55 booths, something like that.
Wow, that's awesome.
And then we're just taking up more and more space, just trying to fit everybody in. If you look at the vendor list we released last week, you know, it's just pure to what we do and what we have a passion for, and without all the filler stuff. So the hardest thing is having to turn people away, so we just keep finding more and more space. And,
no, that's awesome.
You know, it's just talking with the fire marshals and stuff and getting everything approved has been the struggle, but we're working toward it. We're getting there.
If you haven't been to a PCS show before, what's so cool is it has such a great vibe and feeling, and you can kind of... Yeah, it really does. There's such a buzz there, and you can kind of take in the show however you want. It's in multiple buildings, but they all flow together, and you know there's not like a set path where you just do this, and it's fun and food and music in the center, and you know you might go in and buy your fishing rod, and then you're going to go over and talk to Rosie about your trip, and then you're going to go check out some boats and eat some great food.
And there's stuff for kids to do.
A ton.
It's a whole family affair.
One of the coolest things is that every building that you enter is like entering a brand new show.
It really is.
Versus walking down big, giant, long aisles that are monotonous, and you know it's just a new show. Every building's a new show, you know. And the all the boats and all the travel stuff and all the fishing tackle and the manufacturers. And I think what's so exciting to us is the amount of these small 10x10 or 10x20 booths that are these small mom and pop businesses that. You know, they have the opportunity to get out and get in front of so many people and introduce new brands, new lodges, and new tackle. And the opportunity is just so cool to put these things together and help people strive with their businesses is something we're very proud of.
You know, and it really is, because I'm that 10x20 booth, and we're that smaller mom-and-pop place. And what I like about Bill and Mike is their attention to detail and how they really listen to their customers. I am their customer, and I needed something a little fine-tuned and tweaked, and they listened to what my needs were, and they took care of everything, and you know, it just, and thank you, Bill. I really appreciate
That's awesome.
Everything that you have personally done for us at Sagro Sport Fishing, because we are in a great location. We're very visible. You know, the flow to the whole show is fabulous, and you guys do such a great job. And just watching the growth over the last 9 years, from being in one building to now taking it all over, So we appreciate you.
Yeah, we appreciate our vendors. I mean, no matter if we were in one building or the entire fairgrounds, you know, we're very aware of the fact that without you guys, we don't have a show. So that's why we do the special, you know, In-N-Out Burger on...
Oh, that was fabulous. Oh, it was fabulous.
Come on.
Loved it.
And this year we got the fry truck, so it's not going to be chips. It's actually going to be fries in the In-N-Out Burger.
Oh my gosh,
I love it.
And the coolest part, Bill, I have to say, is it's only an hour and 10 minutes from San Diego.
Not far. From anywhere.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's so central.
So perfectly located. Yes. That if you're in Los Angeles, it's a short drive down. If you're in San Diego, it's a short drive up. If you're in Orange County, it's in your backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a friendly drive.
One of the things that I really enjoy, Bill, that I think over the years has been amazing that you guys have done is all the seminars you have. And you year after year have put together some really creative ones, some of the biggest names, some that are unique. Anything that you really are excited on the seminar scene for this year?
We're actually going to be launching all of our seminar speakers on Tuesday of this week. There's always new and exciting stuff. We're breaking into some different categories that we have not gotten into. We're probably adding some more sport boat stuff. It looks like we're going to bring Carl back with Steve Lasley with the airplane stuff.
Oh,
and then we're looking at conditions and migrations and stuff from the sky. And there's just so many different things. But just being able to cover, you know, everything from trout to bass to surf fishing all the way up to swordfish and bluefin and, you know, That's kind of where we're at. I think the jigging stuff is still very popular. We're bringing in some new names to that seminar. It's just trying to bring the current, most up-to-date information from the captains that are the top guys in the industry, and that's been our focus since day one. And awesome. We'll be producing the best ones we've ever done this year again, so we're very proud of that.
Again, it's one of the things that's so cool about PCS shows. You guys built a show around everybody's fishing thing. You know, if you're, you know, not everybody has an opportunity to go on a 16-day trip and fish long range. If you do, that's available for you. But if you're a guy that likes to go surf fishing, there's not only surf fishing tackle there, there's not only surf fishing experts there, there's also surf fishing seminars there. Like,
yeah.
Whatever category you're into, both the tackle, the innovation, the people, the seminars, like, you hit it at every level.
Yeah, we definitely try to hit all the categories, like you said, from rod building to taking trips to, you know, every different place on earth. And the other thing that's been a big focus for us is trying to really work with the brick and mortar tackle shops, our tackle retailers. We're very proud to have the tackle retailers that we have. And I think we put together probably the best group of tackle retailers to shop at that I've seen at a show. And they're all spread out into these different buildings. And, you know, we have large anchor retailers in each building. And I think it gives someone the complete shopping experience. And each tackle retailer has their expertise. You know, like I said, we have guys from freshwater, big swim baits for bass to, you know, you guys with the tuna and the sport boat stuff. And I just think that, you know, what we put together, it's I read back on the list and it's pretty darn impressive. And again, we're humbled by the support from the industry. You know, without that, we couldn't put it together.
Well, it's because you guys are doing such a good job. There's no doubt about it. You have grown the show into the monster that it is now,
yeah.
And it's very well deserved. You guys are doing a fantastic job, and we can't wait. Give us the details. When, where, and how do we do it, Bill? We're really excited.
So the show is March 6th through the 9th. It's at the Orange County Fair and Event Center, which you guys probably know it from being kids at the Orange County Fairgrounds. You can go to sportfishingfestival.com. You can buy tickets ahead of time. You can buy tickets at the door. It's $20. Kids 12 and under are free. And also active duty military with an ID are free as well. The other thing is support the CCA when you guys are there. They have their big booth set up with their star tournament and the boat that they're giving away during that tournament. You know, that's another thing we're just super excited about is raising some more money for War Heroes on Water as well.
Nice.
We do our Friday night vendor deal. I think we've raised over $100,000 the last
wow.
2 years for them.
Good for you guys,
wow.
Bill. That's
incredible.
Awesome.
That kind of stuff is just really, really puts the icing on top there and makes sure that we can give back as well.
Well, you're really doing it right, and it shows, and it's just one of the many reasons why you guys are having the success that you are. And we're really stoked to be a part of it. I know Let's Talk Hookup's going to have a booth. Pete claimed that was it. No more, you know, show from here on out. And Pete's going to be there, so that'll be fun. Or Let's Talk Hookup, I should say, is going to be there with Pete at the helm. And it's just awesome, buddy. We can't wait. We're really excited. And, man, there's nowhere near enough time to get it all in this short one. So we're going to need to call you back. As more seminars climb on and more info, we're going to have you back and keep us pumped up, buddy. We can't wait.
Sounds good. We'll talk soon, and thank you guys for your support. We greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it very much. That's going
to
be fun.
Oh, so much, so
here.
Incredible,
yeah.
Rick. And, I, you know, my hat's off to Bill for making it a four-day show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like as a customer, but as a vendor, a previous vendor, it's like five-day show, it can be very daunting because it's a week of your life. that is in the show, right? Sure. Sort of narrow it to a four-day window, and it Thursday through Sunday.
It's packed. It's packed full of killer stuff, man. Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I can't wait. We're full speed ahead at the tackle store, getting ready. It's just,
I can't imagine,
deals, pricing, packing, all that stuff. It's all we're focused on right now. It's gonna be a really good show for sure. Well, speaking of all we're focused on, I'm focused on talking fishing, and the phones are absolutely packed up. Let's jump back into them, Corey.
Let's do it. How about John? John calling from Escondido. Good morning, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, Rosie, so my question is, well, I have two, I guess. My first one, I love to fish, but I have lots of fishing friends that I meet on the boats and things like that, but my buds normally, you know, can't take a week off from work or, you know, and stuff, so I end up going, when I go fishing by myself. And fishing by myself, do I have any say so in where they fish, since I'm fishing with another group? And do I have to do anything special so you can plug me in, because I'm a single? My second question, is, my wife likes to travel with me. She fishes a little bit. She loved Queen Charlotte Safari, but she was paired up, we were paired up with another couple that, encouraged her to fish. But she does speak fluent Spanish. Is there anything for her to do while I'm out fishing if she wants to come and travel with me?
Okay, so let's go off on your first question. If you're a single coming on down, you're going to kind of have to get a big interview by me, because what I do is I see
what Rosie lives for.
It's like, you know, what type of fishing do you like? What is your main focus? What fish are you looking for to get your personal best? Because I need to set you up with like-minded people.
So matchmaking.
Basically.
Yes.
Dead, basically. And it's like,
yeah,
and,
I'm
you know,
pretty easy going that way.
And, you know, for me, it's like, you know, first of all, you guys all like to fish. Ding, ding. That's number one. But, you know, I have a lot of guys that go down there that they just want to focus on calicos. You know, so I would find out if you're calico focused, or if you want to go, you know, get your yellowtail in the morning and then go get all the extras in midday and afternoon. So, yeah, so I find out kind of what you like to do, and set you up with that group. And, again, then, which Ponga captain sets you up that way, too. As far as the wives goes, I have to say I've got a lot of guys that do bring their wives, some that say she won't fish. I guarantee you she's not going to fish. She's not going to fish. You know what? You can't get her on the Ponga. She ain't going to do it. And I always say, well, I'm going to buy her a fishing license anyway. And I can't tell you how many gals have gone down there, and it gets me lumpy-throated and tears to my eyes every time. And one gal, it's been 3 years ago now, that said, okay, she'll go out on the Ponga. So she finally went out on the Ponga. Her fish, her yellowtail that she caught, was bigger than my personal best.
Wow.
My personal best yellowtail is only a 33-pounder, and she caught a 35-pound yellowtail.
That's incredible.
And I have pictures of her just crying and so happy and thrilled. So yeah, get your wife on the Ponga.
But the other way you could do that too, Rosie, is fish closer to the harbor, right, in the morning.
Absolutely, and then she can go back at noon.
Yeah, she could go back after a few hours, or you could do it the opposite. You can go fish her yellowtail or, you know, that at the south end, and go pick her up at noon, and she could come out for 3 hours while you drift for halibut.
Absolutely. And then as far as something for her to do on the island, yeah, no. We're a very small, even though we're a large island, it's a very small community. We're only on the south lee of the island. There's no movie theaters. There's no malls. So I would say bring down a great magazine or a book. Sit on the upper deck of the lodge.
Put your feet up on the seawall.
Yes. You know, I mean, check out the dolphins frolicking in the water and, you know, the sea life. And
great place to relax, but there's not a budding metropolis.
Exactly. Which is a good thing.
Exactly. That's why I go.
Yeah,
I know it was a thing in the past. I don't know if it still is, so, you know, apologize if not. What about the potential of doing, paying the little extra and having the boat for the two instead of three? Is that still
we
a,
do that. You know what's so crazy is we do that probably 6 or 7 out of 10 trips.
Okay.
We've got two per Ponga. And basically the way that works, you know, usually if there's two people on a trip that want two per Ponga, the way the math works, there's usually at least one or two more two per Pongas. So what we'll do in that instance is I will lease another Ponga, whether it's a 5-day trip, 6-day trip. I lease another ponga from Lalo and Javier. And
who
I,
are already your captains. It, yes. It's not like you're just getting some random boat from some random place.
No,
like,
no.
You're getting it from the group of guys that you already work with.
I can do 12 pongas a day. I have the capability of doing 12 pongas a day. So basically, I will lease a new ponga or another ponga, and I will split the cost of that lease ponga between those six anglers. Mm-hmm. So on a five-day trip, it's $200. Six-day trip, it's $250 for the trip, not per day.
That's not that much.
No, it's not.
That was
no.
just my thought. If you're going down with your gal and you would rather it just be the two of you for whatever reason, if the comfort is more, or you just don't want to take the, you know, hey, we're going to go in early. You don't want to take that out on anybody. It's just, boom, that's your deal.
And, John, there's some incredible yellowtail fishing on the lee of the island.
Oh, yeah, there is.
That if you wanted to take your wife, John, and just spend the time on the lee, and there's 22 miles of shoreline on the lee, you could go all the way to the north end and fish some of the lushest of kelp.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Have 20 to 30-pound yellows right there.
Yeah, you look at Cal and Eric Sheets. You know, they go out in the morning. Sometimes Cal's done by noon or what. Eric's got the ponga to himself if they do it. A trooper. And he and the ponga captain are off and running. You know?
That's good.
And like I said, it's one of the best places to do nothing in the whole world. Like, I would have no problem spending a day at the lodge and just having a cold Pacifico and watching the sun go by. You know,
is
there a ton to do there? Nope. And that's what you love so much about it. It's great. John, I think you'd have a blast, and I think you should bring Cindy. I think she'd like it.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it very much, bro, very much. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including we're going to check in with Yusuf, the Angler's Realtor, find out what's going on in the real estate world. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Facebook and YouTube Live, and on 97.3 The Fan.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a
Southerners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals. And more.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the Ford F-150. Whether it's towing, powering up, or getting from 0 to 60 in 3.8 seconds, the power to choose between gas, hybrid, or all-electric is yours. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And like you said, Rick, having so much fun. And you want to join us? And the lines are still full at 833-288-0973 or send us a text via the app. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty.
Yeah, we can just save. You can save your time looking at it. It was Jeff and Rosie and Cedro Sport Fishing.
I know.
Full the whole time. They were full before we went on the air this morning.
Wow.
It's been wild.
Sold.
That's my guy.
Been a very busy morning. Lots That's of fun awesome. Going on. And, hey, as promised, we're going to find out what's going on with with our fishdope.com report brought to us by the Anglers Realtor Yusuf this morning, Corey.
And it's also brought to us by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same day capacity and the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check them out at fishmansprocessing.com. And don't forget to make your reservation today.
Well said, man. No doubt about that. Well, we've got them on the line. Yusuf, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great. We kind of got through that little spat of weather. Got a couple of nice days here now. What did our fishing hang through? I know there was a lot of bait, some good fish we talked about last week. How are we doing?
Still doing about the same.
Okay.
The bass bites slowed off everywhere a little bit. Up in Santa Monica Bay, like I said, bass bites slowed down. It did pick up on night fishing, though. There's a lot of guys getting them at the Santa Monica Artificial Reef. Getting some good sand bass and sculpin. White fishing in that area is good as well as the out front spot. Same deal, jig head with a fresh dead or, you know, just a strip of squid. Palo Verde down to Newport Beach. The halibut fishing is solid still. You know, be fishing off of structure on hard bottom. Find the bait, then find the fish. Fishing's good in 50 to 100 foot deep water. From Point Furman to Angel's Gate, as well around the Rex, Gambler, and the Olympic. These are 10 to 25 pound fish. The Native Sun the other day on Friday put a 35.5 pound halibut on the boat.
Come on,
man!
Which is crazy. That is a solid fish.
Wow! Look.
And one thing they're running into though is people pulling up in front of them and anchoring. So guys, please watch out for the Native Sun. Give them room. Catalina, same story. There's a ton of squid. The backside fishing for sea bass is a little slow, but the halibut bite is pretty steady. Frontside still, same deal. There's some small bonita out front. Live squid on a 3/4 ounce slider with an 8-0 ahi twist hook is the deal. Use 40 to 50 pound line because some of these fish are on the bigger side. Church Rock to Salta Verde has been the best zone and continues to be. There is still some sea bass between Eagle Rock and Cat Harbor, and from Pedestal Rock to Sentinel Rock. Down in Dana Point and Oceanside, the bass bite has slowed down a little bit, but it's the same deal. The halibut bite has picked up. Look in the areas of Buck Pipe and San Mateo Kelp. San Diego, La Jolla, we're pretty sure the same deal with the halibut is going on. We just don't have a ton of reports. The lower nine, we've got some good reports of rockfish in the 400 to 7 foot, 100 foot range, big reds. Islands is still pretty slim, not a lot of charter boats heading in that area. There is some news of yellowtail schools popping up off of Cunabanda. People have been fishing those and doing pretty well. Not huge spots of fish, but they are there. Thursday, another stray bluefin was caught, 371, 425 area on a Mad Mac by a Pongero.
Interesting.
Wow. Way.
Santo Tomas and San Jose, the, rockfish have been very good, as well as as well as whitefish, big, big reds. And that's the report, guys. I will be in the PCS booth, at PCS in the Fish Goat booth. For most of the show, combined, say hi.
We'll do that for sure. You have a great call. Like I said, exciting to see you guys and the whole crew at Fish Dope up at the show. And it's been a very busy time. But we always like getting our little weekly update in the real estate world. How's things going?
Things are going great. It's picking up quite a bit. Interest rates have backed off a little bit finally, and people are shopping.
Good.
I think we're getting some of the influx from people in LA as well. Get more and more calls from up there. If anybody up in LA needs help with anything or just advice, feel free to give me a shout anytime. And I don't need anything. I just want to help.
Lots of people say things like that, but I've been on the receiving end of Yusuf, and you are that way. You know, I mean, and that's how you've grown your business to be as such. Like, you know, you always want to do business with a guy that's just willing to help you, and you really are. Like, it's not a you know, when you use either your website services or just all the talking to you, it's just the business comes naturally because you're a good dude that helps everybody, and that's always been your approach, and we sure appreciate you, man. You do a great job, Yusuf.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. Everybody that listens to the show has helped me a ton with my business, and I would love helping them.
That's awesome. Well, well said, buddy. Appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to another great FishDope.com report next week. You can save $30 off of a FishDope.com subscription. If you buy a new subscription and use the code HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase with no space, it's going to save you $30. And if somebody wants to keep in touch with you and they do want to ask you some questions or looking for a hand, how do we do it, Yusuf?
You can get me on my cell phone anytime, 619-277-2169, on social media at Cal Realty. My website is sportsmansrealty.com. You can search homes on there. If you want a free home evaluation, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll shoot you an evaluation, and I won't haunt you.
It's the truth. Great job, buddy. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate
I look forward to next week's. And that was brought to us by Norsk Lithium Batteries, and they're here in Southern California. Designed specifically for marine use, Norsk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norsk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norsk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for your boat at Norsk Lithium. Check norsklithium.com or go see the trolling motor doctor at Anglers Marine or at Anglers Marine in both Anaheim and Lakeside for your Norsk Lithium batteries.
There it is.
I bet
nice.
Be, one of those will be at the PCS show.
I know sure. Anglers Marine had a huge display last year, and I'm looking forward to seeing it again, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it'll be a good one.
Let's do it. Well, hey, the phones are absolutely packed solid. Corey, let's jump back into them.
How about Dave? Dave calling from ANZA. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Say, I've enjoyed my trips down there to Sabro so much, and I got to tell you, it's more than a fishing trip. It's a first-class Baja adventure, and I really enjoy that plane ride down there. That thing's a thrill. So my question for you, Rosie, is I don't want to use the word improve, but is there anything new that we can expect down there at the lodge or with your fishing this year?
You know, that's a great question, Dave, and yes, absolutely. So this year we have brought on a new general manager of Mexico operations.
Whoa.
Yeah, Rich, that used to be with us years ago, is back, and we're so happy to have him. He is going to take care of, you know, the day-to-day goings-on down at the lodge. So he'll probably be down at the lodge at least 2 weeks out of the month, maybe more.
Okay.
And he'll also take care of, you know, we got a great tackle room. Lots of tackle there. He'll also take care of our rod and reel setups, making sure that the rental gear has always got fresh line, making sure that each person that wants to rent rod and reel setups, that he gets you what you need, whether it's a bait stick or a jig stick or something like that. If you need fresh line, we'll have fresh line down
there.
Also, I think you maybe have heard Tyler said something about like tackle storage. Make sure that we get your stuff in the storage area like that. So,
which is new. I mean, that's
we've actually kind of done that, but now with some new buildings that we have, we're able to accommodate more and really take care of it, because the tackle storage is a good thing. You know, Ed and Ted, they leave stuff down there, been doing it for years. Now we're going to have an area that, because, you know, your rods need to stand straight up. They can't be leaning against a wall. And
right.
Just everything just needs to be done right.
How cool, though, that you can get to a spot Jeff was talking about. If you've got a dedicated set of gear and you're in the position to just have that and leave it down there, you can be doing your trip with a backpack.
Yeah, we have a lot of guys that actually have left their tackle boxes down there because it's the tackle that they use at Cedros.
Yeah.
And they might leave, maybe depending on their setups they have duplicates of or whatever, might leave a couple of setups down there and maybe only take one back or none at all.
You know, I'm computing right now. I mean, if I left my 30 pounds of gear there, could I actually bring home 50, 60 pounds?
I have a guy that does that, Alex. I have a guy, Alex, that does that. And I tell you what, he's my poster.
That was such a good call. That was such a good call.
Not that I need to be a fish hog, but I mean, if I wanted to, I could maximize my...
Absolutely.
I think that's a great call.
Yeah.
You don't need to be, transporting back your yo-yo jigs and your surface irons and
six-ounce sinkers.
Exactly.
Yeah, Alex carries a backpack. That's all he carries. Yeah, and he doesn't even bring his clothes home. He gives it to the guys.
But he
brings back probably the closest I've ever seen to 60, 65 pounds of fish.
That's awesome.
That's incredible.
I have to have two bags for him.
Yet wow. again, you just yep. pick every little yep. thing you could do to make it better. You yep. don't ever seem to stop. Taking the
wheels are constantly turning.
I love it. Hey, great call, Dave. Appreciate it very much. Let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Scott? Scott calling from El Segundo. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. Good.
Doing good.
Talking about Cedros. Thanks. You kidding me?
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say something to the folks that are thinking about going down there. I grew up kind of surfing and fishing Baja and such like that, and I feel like that's kind of changed over the decades. And the place that you can get that kind of feel, that old school Mexico
yeah.
fishing from the Pongas, is really Cedros. You know, gang, these folks are undercalling it as far as how good it is.
Yeah.
So my buddies and I, we went down this last year. And we average catching about 35 yellowtail a day, all
yeah,
on
man.
Surface iron.
Jeez.
Ricky at Fisherman's set us up right, told us what to take down. But quite honestly, you can go down with a surface iron jig stick and 40-pound mono and just absolutely kill them. We would fish until our arms were like we couldn't pull on any more yellowtail. We go, let's go back in and catch calicos. But the doggone yellowtail were just bigger on the inside
and
our jigs and everything else. And so our biggest yellowtails were after we were done fishing yellowtail while we were fishing calico bass.
God, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, and Scott's another fine example of, you know, he likes his certain Ponga captain. He wants Mario.
Yep.
You know, which lodge do you have or which trips do you have open that has Mario on? And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I remember you telling me that this was kind of a bucket list trip for you too, and you guys wanted to go, and not that you'd be one and done, but this might be, you know, you do this once in a while, but yeah, y'all signed back up again, huh?
Yeah, for sure. I've done a lot of long range stuff and all that, and I've been on a few of the 6-day trips, the Let's Talk Cookup trips on the Shogun and the RP and all that good stuff, and that stuff's amazing. But I got to tell you, the best vacation I think I've ever had has been at Cedros.
Awesome, love to hear it. It
was outrageous, and quite honestly, just grab your jig stick and a bag of Giga surface irons and go down there, and you will absolutely have the fishing experience of a lifetime. It was incredible.
There you go.
We can't wait to get back down there. We're so excited. We're going in the fall.
That's awesome.
And just amazing. The service is impeccable. The whole thing about flying from Tijuana, that whole thing, Rosie has you totally squared away. You know, I don't get anything for saying this. I just want to talk to my fellow fishermen and just say, they're undercalling how fantastic it is.
You need to get this guy in the booth, right?
I know, right? Scott, well, what you doing on March 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th?
Scott, I want to sign up with you, man. I'm in.
I'm ready.
That's awesome. Hey, an awesome phone call, buddy. Appreciate it very much. Couldn't agree more. Everybody the whole time was shaking their heads. Yep, it's that good.
And we were chuckling about the big fish fishing calico bass, big yellows, because
totally
it happens, man.
It happens.
They're tackle busters.
It happens more often than not.
Yes.
So cool.
Okay, yeah, our least experienced fisherman while fishing halibut at the end of the day caught the largest yellowtail of the trip, a 40-pounder. On a bass rod.
Was that Tony?
Fishing a little Colt sniper.
Oh my God. I love it. That's so rad. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you got to see.
Thanks so much, Rosie.
Oh, you're welcome, Scott.
You're the luckiest guy on the planet.
Awesome. Yes, I am.
That's cool.
Scott has me sold.
Yeah, same here, man. I'm in. Appreciate
Thank
the
you,
phone
Scott.
Call very much. I've had a fun text. Says, good morning, all. I love going to Cedros sport fishing. The local team, the meals, the fishing are all phenomenal. I've been to other competing lodges, and while I can't say anything negative, what I can tell you is Rosie and her team clearly differentiate themselves with the highest level of service, which I really appreciate. My question is about making live bait. In terms of whether we need to make it in the morning, if we just want to fish jigs, can we skip that aspect? Is there any possibility of getting bait ahead of time? It sounds like Ted in San Diego loves the place, but is not a guy that wants to spend his time bait making.
Not a bait dude.
Yeah, and if you don't want to make bait, I tell everyone, look, this is your trip.
Yeah.
This is your trip on the Ponga. You guys are all like mine. If you don't want to make bait, don't make bait.
Yeah.
And we are working, you know, a couple of years ago, we had some teenagers that would go out and get some bait in the morning and then get bait for the Pongas. Those guys kind of grew up. So, and we're kind of working on the same thing again, is trying to, you know, have
the
opportunity
to
make sure that if you guys want bait ready for you, that we can have that done.
For a small fee?
Yeah, I don't know, buck a mackerel? I don't know. We'll figure it all out.
Whatever it is,
we'll figure it out.
I was down there at a time when that was a thing, and exactly that. You throw them $20, you get 20 baits, and away you go. With that said, though, I mean, the bait-making process.
It's fun.
I understand. Trust me, I understand this is our trip, and we're ready, and we're excited to go. But, like, the bait-making process.
It's competitive, man.
It takes 20 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, it's so, the bait is so good down there. You land on it, you sabiki up, boom, the tank's full, you're off away again. Like,
and how is it that they're, like, the perfect size every time? Like, 9, 10 inches. Like,
yeah.
Perfect.
We had a gentleman last year that actually sent me a picture making bait. You know, like on the cooler, there's a little measuring device.
Yeah.
He put down a mackerel. It was a foot long.
Come on.
Howard Hawk.
That's a salami there.
It was Howard. He was like, check this out. Check out this mackerel I caught.
Cool.
You know?
Personal best. Right?
Personal best mackerel.
Well, the phones are packed up, Corey. Let's jump right back in.
Okay. How about Alex? Alex calling from San Carlos. Good morning, Alex.
What's up, Alex?
Hey, good morning, guys. My question is about these big grouper that are down there. I was trying to figure out what's the best season. The right setup for that. To be honest, I don't even know where to start. I don't even know where to start to try to get like right bitted for something like that. And then
the biggest thing is to make sure your ponga captain knows you want to catch one.
Yeah, and be vocal. Like tell him what you want to go do.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And then I keep going. I'm sorry I interrupted you. Keep going.
Oh no worries. No. And then the other question would just be, you know, as far as like drinks go, like beer. If I want to take my dad. I don't know if do we get a case like at the duty free shop? Do you guys have beer down there?
I can tell you how easy that is, Alex.
Yeah,
the convenience store is I don't know, a quarter mile away. I mean, you could at the most
skip and a jump.
They will take you from the lodge. I can tell you personally, they can take you, and I mean, what does it end up being on the island? Like 75 cents a beer or something? I mean, some ridiculous.
Maybe a buck a beer at the most.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you bring it back to the lodge, and that's, you can carry them down for the day or whatever you want to do. And
well, and if you're like my husband, who says he's not a beer snob, but is.
But happens to be.
He likes his certain cocktails, whether they're, you know, cocktails in a can or beers.
Yeah.
And this is a great thing. Remember, if you're going to take beer or alcohol with you, have the beer be in a can. If you're going to take a bottle of whiskey, make sure it's properly wrapped and put it inside the middle of your luggage. I have all the confidence, full faith in you that you're going to drink all of that. It's not going to count towards your weight coming back home.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Okay? So you can take some of the stuff with you, and that's fine. If not, go down to, you know, the stores, support the locals, and buy some beer. Go back to the big grouper. Jeff, you want to, I mean.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because we've stopped to fish, you know, just sheephead, something of the nature, bottom drop for a big yellowtail. Yeah.
Already caught limits of everything. Let's go do something
else.
You
know, and just kicking it and dropping it down, you know, 80-pound leader, lesson learned. I've hooked a couple of fish there that on my Talica 12, I could not stop.
I've been wrecked.
Yeah.
Yes. I have been wrecked.
Yeah. And, yeah, are there big grouper down there?
There are.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I think from a conservationist like myself, I mean, I love letting calicos go. Yeah,
right.
I'll keep one or two. But let those big
grouper
Absolutely.
Go. It was
Please.
Not, it like, was not my target stuff. Species. I was really hoping it was going to be a white sea bass.
Yeah.
And if it were, it would have been probably, you know, obviously my personal best, but twice in a row, same spot, just wrecked, like you said. Just couldn't even slow them down.
And if I can say, like, that 30 to 50 pounder
is
almost perfect for eating.
It is
perfect
good
for keeping.
Eating.
Like, that's kind of the... And the fish cleaning part of it, you can ask for the collars.
Get the collars, make the collars that night. Have them broil or barbecue the collars. There's so much meat in
them.
But you know, but the other thing is that, you know, if you do happen to catch that big one,
150 pounder.
Those things are old. You guys don't realize how old those fish are, and they're a great breed stock.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, they're probably not the best tasting fish down there when they start getting that old. So it's like, you know, the Ponca captains are very well versed in what they call burping them, getting them to go back down.
Yeah.
So, you know, let them go back down. If you want to keep that 30, 40 pounder.
Oh, perfect.
You know, last time I looked at the back of your Mexican fishing license, you can actually catch one.
How about that?
So it's legal. Yeah. It's caught on a Mexican fishing vessel with a Mexican fishing license, and it's filleted in Mexico.
There you go.
That sounds so delicious right now.
Okay, I'm in. I want to go. I'll tell you what we haven't talked about this whole show is how we go do it. So if somebody wants to go on a trip, I know how busy it gets. How do we come? What times are available? I mean, the unfortunate part is you have made such a fantastic operation that it fills up. And I always say, like, man, if you know you're going to go, please. A PCS show is like the time when spots really vacuum up. So, like, you're in a window right now where there's not going to be 1,000 people that talk to Rosie trying to book their trip. Like, call right now, like, before those spots get
And you bet you better hit us up before the PCS show, I'll be honest with you. But right now, I mean, the best thing to really look at, first of all, start with who are you going with, get your buddies together, get online, SedrosSportFishing.com, go to our schedule, look at our openings. Okay, I have added trips. Now that we have two lodge, I keep on adding trips.
Yeah. What's the difference between the two? Lodge one, the original, and lodge two. I've only visited lodge one. Beautiful.
Lodge two is the rooms are all flat. They're all together. They all have sliding glass doors that go out onto a community balcony or upper deck, whatever. You're all right there. The rooms are a little bit bigger. The bathrooms are a lot bigger. The food is always great. We have a, you know, English-speaking host at both lodges. So, I mean, there are stones throw apart from each other.
You would have to pry me like an abalone from Lodge 1. But Cal and Eric love Lodge 2.
Yeah.
Like, that's their...
It's flat.
That's what it is.
Yeah, no steps to get up if your knees are hurting.
Cal does great.
Okay, so, I get it.
Okay, so, but the other thing is just, you know, look at the schedule, figure out what time is going to work best for you, give me a call, we'll talk about the dynamics of the trip. Phone number for us is 619-772-7570, but that's also on the website. And
you're just talking to Rosie, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, you talk to you.
I pick up the phone.
Yeah. And then when you call back, it's you, and it's you who put people on 1,000 trips before. And
yeah, and you don't, like you said, it is just one person making the thing. So if you've talked to me once, got a pretty good memory still. I might be in my 60s, but it's still pretty much going on there. And it's like, and, you know, I'll remember with a lot of the guys I know. It's like, I know what you want each time. So, but yeah, we'll get you dialed in and see what trips we can get you on.
And I saw a lot of texts that were referring to the time of the year. I've been there from June, July, all the way to October.
Yes.
There is not a bad month.
There's really not. And it's like, okay, what do you want to catch and what type of weather do you want? We got a lot of guys that, you know, I like the heat in August. Mm-hmm. I'm a warm weather gal. But I've got guys like, I want a little bit cooler. I want to go in May and June. I still want to wear my jacket in the morning
or
and peel
October
it off.
Even.
Fall fishing. Oh, my gosh. Add Dorado and Wahoo and
the
tuna.
The possibility of it.
You know,
that's
so,
the cool
there
thing
you
about
go.
The fall is all of the other fish species that you can get there.
Book me now. I'm in.
That's
place,
right.
Man. It really
and
is.
I do have some fall trips that just opened.
How about
there it
that?
Is.
We're going to be right back. You're listening to Let's Talk Cook Up on the Let's Talk Cook Up app and 97.3 The Fan.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, Our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Get ready for the most exciting outdoor show of the year, the giant 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 6th to the 9th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet plus fantastic seminars and free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 6th to Sunday, March 9th, the 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it!
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will have some amazing deals for you on rods, reels, lures, and clothing. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and Rosie gets the honor of flipping the prize coin. Go for it, Rosie.
And we got Texter.
How about that? Our Texter's Matt in Apple Valley.
Woo-hoo. Congratulations, Matt. You're going to go fishing on the Liberty. Rosie, I love it. Cedro Sport Fishing, man, you guys are just doing such a fantastic job. If somebody out there heard all of this and is dying to go, get in on it. Like I am, how do we do it? How do we find out and book our trips?
You know, first of all, thanks to all the callers and texters. If you didn't get through, please call me, text me. I'll take care of all of your questions. And just that, if you need to get a hold of us, the phone number is 619-772-7570. If I don't pick up, I'm probably talking to someone else. I will promise I will call you back.
People don't realize that's your cell phone number.
Woohoo! That right? is. That's right. Yeah. And then also, you know, you can email me, rosie@sadrosportfishing.com. And I promise, guys, I will get back with you. Look at our website, sadrosportfishing.com.
Can't wait. You did such a great job. It's awesome. And we look forward to seeing you at the PCS show.
You got it. Thanks.
Awesome. Great job, Rosie. And, hey, we sure appreciate you out there listening. A couple of great shows coming for you next weekend. Next Saturday, Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano El Presidente. It's our yearly visit, along with Jim Hendricks from CCA. And the next Sunday, Bob Cantor from Cap My Lodge. Going to be a couple of great shows.
Wow.
Huge thanks to Jeff and George and Adam for keeping us on the air. We appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you next week. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Boys, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.